And good evening, Viking fans. Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, bringing you the Lounge High pregame countdown to kickoff. Brought to you by S&S Services and Advanced Disposal Services. This is the Great American Rivalry Game for the fifth year now, sponsored by the United States Marines. And we are live right here inside the CBC Bank press box. Joining me on my left is Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. Guys, it is finally here, the 2017 season, and Wintersville to start it out.
Man, it's here, ain't it? The Masters, Daytona 500, Kentucky Derby, it's all the first big show of the year.
Yeah.
We decide we want to play the big show of the year in this town on the first game of the season, and we really get to see what we got early.
Yeah, it really is. This is a game that last year may have set the table for the Vikings, because in the loss, we saw what our Vikings could and couldn't do. And then the next game, it's like lights turned on, and we made a run all the way through. Of course, we ran into a little bump with Colquitt, and then, of course, to the quarterfinals. But that was the game that set the tone for our team, as well as probably set it for Valdosta going on to win the state championship in 6A.
Yeah, it's just got a different feel to it because it's not a region game being played so early, but it really sparked both teams. Valdosta went on to win the state championship. We made a pretty good run last year. But all that's in the past. This is a whole different ball club on both sides of the field. Got a lot of returners on both teams, and some people lost some key players as well. But having this game be the first game of the season, it's going to be interesting to see how both teams come out and if they're ready to play.
Yeah, it really will. Let's go down to the field. I know Marty's down there about the 50-yard line. What's it like down there, Marty?
Guys, got a good breeze down here. Of course, fortunate to have some clouds in the sky, and I tell you, it's a good night for football. I was real afraid tonight would be way too hot. But right now, it's not. It feels good, and our Vikings just came out on the field, and, man, there's a lot of hooping and hollering going on. They're excited. There is a whole different energy level tonight on this field than there was a week ago. We were hoping for that, and obviously we're getting it. I think it starts with the crowd. We've already got more people in the stands, twice as many people in the stands tonight as we had over in Bamers last week. It's just a whole different atmosphere down here, guys, and you can see it in the kids' faces. You can see it in their movements on the field. So our Vikings are ready for some football.
Well, I hope the fans are, too. I know that last week, of course, everything was kind of vanilla. I think that was Chuck had said that. Kind of vanilla, not a lot going on. The crowd noise was down. I don't think that'll be a problem tonight, Taylor.
No, you get all the kinks worked out in a scrimmage game, and then you come home to the friendly confines of Martin Stadium, and you've got the game atmosphere, the band, the fans, the crowd noise, the stuff that happens in a regular game for us, and not to mention just the excitement level that is the Wintersville Classic itself. We have not won this ball game in many years, three to be exact. So the young men standing on this field right now have not won a game against the Valdosta Wildcats. I think there's a good group of them that want to have something different to say about that, and they get their chance tonight.
They really do. Now, we're going to jump into our impact players in just a moment, but go ahead and tell us those people that are maybe leaving home, heading this way towards the tailgate or out in the tailgate listening. Go ahead and give your weather report for us.
I wasn't ready. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I pulled up.
I was a little concerned, thought about there was going to be some rain. The first part of the week, a lot of people said, oh, Friday's going to be rain. And then I got out of work, started to head this way, and it did have a little feel like there's some wind and possible rain, but I don't think it's going to hit us.
Yeah, high 82, and it feels a little bit hotter than 82 right now. 15-20% chance around kickoff, and then on until 11 o'clock, 20% chance. So it's not looking like weather's going to have a huge impact. But, hey, this is South Georgia in the summertime. Anything could pop up real quick and change those plans. But this whole week, it's been looking like this tonight was going to be weather in the forecast, and I think both teams probably played practice ready for that.
It probably is. Now, there's a lot of things that go on in the week of Wintersville and before this game. I mean, we get a list of items going on from 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, all the way up to 8 o'clock. Now, you've got some duties that you'll do. Tell us about the golf tournament.
Yeah, it's our ninth year having the golf tournament. We give $10,000 away. They split it evenly between both schools' foundation. That's going to be given away at pregame in about 15-20 minutes, so I'll have to go down on the field for that. Langdale Ford gives away, they do a test drive challenge thing for both schools' bands. That's going to be given away pregame. There's a lot of stuff goes into this game that makes it so fun and so interesting. But golf tournament was good. Vikings did come out on top victorious. I was blessed enough to be a part of that and got to enjoy the spoils of victory. However, the winner of that tournament has not really ever fared well
in the game.
In the game. Valdosta went on a run where they won the golf tournament 4, 5, 6 years in a row. That also was when we were running our streak of winning a bunch, too. So it seems men have maybe done only one or two times where the winner of that golf tournament's won the ball game, and I hope that changes.
That will start the streak there tonight. Yep. Both win the golf tournament and win the game. And then we got a lot of other things that going on. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back after this two-minute break, we'll talk about our impact players, both for Valdosta and for Lowndes. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this two-minute break. And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the S&S. This is the S&S and Advanced Disposal pregame show. And we're back up here to talk about our impact players. Let's go down to the field to Marty. Oh, Marty's got to get his mic on.
Yes, sir. Y'all caught me off guard there. I thought I was
I
thought we were going to you first.
Listen,
okay.
All right. Go ahead, Marty. We'll let you roll with it, brother.
Guys, we'll start with the offense of the
Vikings. I'm sorry. I thought you...
Is that what we're...
Go ahead, brother.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes, you are right. I am wrong. It is my fault. Go ahead.
Guys, we are going to start with the Lowndes High Viking offense. And, guys, I'm going to look at a leading receiver from last year, one of the top three receivers we had from last year coming into this year, Tavon Kyle. He's a senior. Wears number 13. Tavon was at the coaches show Tuesday night. Great young man. He's 6'1", 150 pounds. Is what he's listed at. I think he might be a little bit bigger than that. Getting a lot of offers from ACC schools. But Tavon's a leader in more ways than just catching the ball. He's one of the leaders on the offense, period, as far as his character, the type of person he is. He's very vocal. And Tavon's just a great young man. He's not necessarily going to have to share all the catches with Xavier Jenkins and the Tyson Harrises like we had last year. Got some guys stepping in those roles that we're hoping big things out of, but Tavon is the man. When it comes to our receiving core, we're going to go as far as he takes us. So I look for Tavon to get a bunch of catches, maybe early in the game, get some short hitches and slants to try to get Michael in a rhythm. We need Tavon to have a lot of catches tonight, and I think he'll have a huge impact on this football game.
Thank you, Marty. I'm going to go with number 6, Travis Tisdale, 5'11", 180-pound junior. It's a name we've come very familiar with. Starting with last year, you know, leading one of the leading rushers. Actually, he's the second leading rusher on the team last year with 1,039 yards. He did have 16 touchdowns. He's averaging about 80 yards a game last year. Got a bunch of offers. He's getting a bunch of praise in the offseason with some of the right combines and things like that to be at. Travis Tisdale is a leader on this team. He's only a junior. He's probably one of the faster kids on our football team. He's got to get into space.
Yeah.
He's not the ground and pound it kind of running back like J.D. Lee is. And so we do best with him when we get him out in space. His ability to get out in space, hold on to the football, and get to the edge and bust through is going to be key for us tonight. Keep an eye on Travis Tisdale.
Yeah, I think even up the middle, too. It's just that offensive line has to open up that hole in order to make that happen. Now, for me, my impact player is kind of a no-brainer. We talked about this going into tonight. But Michael Barrett, I mean, Michael Barrett is, you know, where we begin and where we end on this offense. Last year, he rushed for 1,332 yards and 21 touchdowns. He threw for 2,753 yards, another 27 touchdowns, and only 6 interceptions. Expect more. I don't know that you can do better than last year, but definitely expect more of Michael Barrett in these kind of numbers and this kind of effort as he puts forth to get out there and lead this team. It's his senior year. And like Tisdale, a lot of great offers all over the country. Just expect him to be that impact player, not only tonight, but all throughout this season. And that'll be who my impact player is for the Lowndes High offense tonight.
All right, flipping over, defending that Lowndes High offense is going to be the Valdosta Wildcat defense. This is a name that's very well known for many people in this town. I'm going to go with number 7, Zacoby McLean. He is a senior. He's a guy that's got a lot of SEC offers. He really can do whatever he wants to do. He's a linebacker. I see him being a guy that maybe will spy on Michael Barrett a good bit tonight, maybe try to steal some of the playbook of Westlake last year where they just, hey, Mike, you key on Michael Barrett. You know, but I like what our chances are of getting out in space if that's the only duty he has tonight. It's not going to be his only duty, but that's how they do it. We got to be able to have an answer for that. Zacoby McLean, keep an eye on number 7 for the Valdosta defense.
All right, and I'm going to go on that defensive line for the Valdosta Wildcats. that whole line is going to have to do their job tonight. But I'm going to be looking at number 8, Eric Simmons. Eric is a senior defensive lineman, a guy that they're going to look to lead on that defensive line. And if they're going to be successful for Valdosta, they're going to have to go against this relatively young offensive line for the Vikings. And how well they could go head-to-head is going to be a big impact on what this Wildcat team will do tonight. So a lot of what I'll be watching tonight is that offensive-defensive line battle all night long. So number 8, Eric Simmons is my impact player. Let's go down to Marty.
Oh, it's throwing me all off here. I'm sorry. I was talking to some coaches.
Valdosta defense, bro.
Valdosta defense. Timing is off. Timing's off. We got to get it right. Valdosta defense, guys. They you can pick any number. They've got so many on that side of the ball. And I'm looking at number 4, Tyler Berrien. He's a corner. Watched some film this week with some of the coaches. Tyler Berrien looks, guys, he is a cover corner. He can line up with whoever. Obviously, we talked about Tavon having an impact. He's going to probably mirror Tavon a lot tonight. Talking to some of the Valdosta fans and some of their guys, Tyler Berrien is just as fast or faster than Jace Rogers, which we all remember last year against Lounge. Tyler Berrien is going to have a big impact on this game. He's going to have to play big for them to slow down our passing game. But he is a senior corner for the Valdosta High Wildcats, and I look for him to have a big game for their defense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for the Wildcats. You just mentioned his name a minute ago. I'm going to go with number 5, Jace Rogers. Played a lot of defense last year. We know for a fact he's going to play offense tonight. He may not be in the starting lineup, but he's going to get a lot of reps on the offensive side of the ball. He's their playmaker. He's a guy that can be dangerous in space. He's a leader on this team. I believe he was even a sophomore playing in this game 3 years ago, or 2 years ago. So this guy is a guy that's electric. He can make things happen with his feet. And if you give him time in space, Jace Rogers is going to do some damage to you. Punt return as well. I think he does some of the return duties. And I think last year, if memory serves me correct, he might have been the one that returned the punt, Marty.
Yes, he actually led the state last year in punt returns for touchdowns. I think he had 6 on the year, and he had one against us.
Keep an eye on Jace Rogers, number 5 for the Valdosta offense.
Offensively for Valdosta, I'm going to go with number 82, Devontae Berrien, wide receiver. This is a guy that really will make an impact for this team because they're going to want to throw the ball. You got Hunter Holt at quarterback. This is a young man that's going to, you know, he's going to be looking downfield. And what he's going to be looking for is number 82, Devontae Berrien. Great player. Also only a junior, but a guy that I think will make an impact for the Valdosta Wildcats tonight. I'm going to keep an eye on number 82, Devontae Berrien. Marty?
Guys, the Wildcats lost 10 of 11 starters on the offensive side of the ball from last year. One of the kids that is returning was not necessarily a starter, but played a lot. We heard a lot about him. Actually did a lot against us last year, and that's number 17, Hunter Holt. He is their senior quarterback. I'm being told that Hunter will share snaps this year because they've got a great young quarterback coming up in junior Luke Ard. And Ard's a big kid with a big arm. But Hunter Holt is a leader for this team. He's very athletic. Don't let it surprise you. He can run the football, and he is very quick and very elusive. You'll see him take off up the middle a lot of times in that quarterback read. He is the guy that's going to be their leader, though. Even though he'll share snaps, he is the guy that's going to be kind of getting them in the right plays, getting them in the right checks, and he'll make some plays with his feet. But he is my impact player for the Wildcats offense. That's number 17, senior quarterback Hunter Holt.
We're going to flip over now to the defensive side of the ball. And for the Vikings, I'm going to be looking at that defensive line again. We're talking about what this defense can do. The defensive line, number 36, Mike Gentry, is a guy that I'm really going to keep an eye on. He's a senior. Last year, only 23 tackles, 2 for loss and a sack. But I expect him probably to double those kind of numbers, maybe even triple as this season goes on if the Vikings can be successful throughout the season. Number 36, Mike Gentry, is the guy. But behind him, number 54, Jordan Dekoff, and that's a guy that also I'm going to keep an eye on, those two nose tackles, because they can make the difference in this ball game. Let's go down to Taylor.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, trying to defend that high power of Valdosta Wildcat offense. This is a name we really know, guys, number 34, Will Tolbert, senior leader of this team, a guy that we got to have a big game tonight. One of our leaders on the defensive side as far as tackles go, I think he has something like 50-ish, 45, 50 tackles last year. He looks huge when he comes out in his pads. He does good making open field tackles. He's a leader. We've got to have big things out of number 34, Will Tolbert, tonight.
go down to Marty now.
Yes, guys. Will Tolbert, Mike Gentry, the addition of Jordan Dekoff is going to be huge for our Viking defense. But our guys, our defense is led by those two guys in the back. Been a lot of talk about them this offseason. They're two senior safeties. They have started both since they were sophomores, and that's number 12, Fred Stewart, and number 28, Tymer Moore. But these guys have hearts of lions. They will come up, make big plays. They always seem to be in the right spot. But Fred Stewart, who might be the best open field tackler we've had in a long time here, he's going to have a big impact tonight, trying to keep up with the likes of Jace Rogers and Tyler Berrien and some of these other guys. Of course, Hunter Holt on the offense. But don't count out Tymer to come up and hit you either. These guys are going to lead our defense. They're going to make sure we're in the right check, make sure we're in the right alignment. And I look for big things for them tonight and the rest of the year out of those two young men. Really excited to have them back this year to lead our defense.
And those are our impact players for the Wintersville Classic 2017. Brought to you by Deloach Body Works. If your car is in an impact, you don't need to go to anybody but Deloach Body Works. Deloach Body Works and Automotive on St. Augustine Road. Thank you for your sponsorship. We're going to take another 3-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, Marty's going to have our coaches. We'll have some interviews down on the field with both head coaches. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne. This is the S&S Service and Advanced Disposal pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. This is the countdown to kickoff as we are getting ready for the Wintersville Classic 2017. Marty and I were talking just off air during the commercial about all the goosebumps. I mean, it's starting. The excitement of the crowd, the excitement of both teams on the field going through warm-ups. Marty, I think you mentioned even, hey, when the band gets out here, you're going to be ready to hit somebody.
Absolutely, Bill. And it's 7:24, and I look up, and the stands are almost packed. People are still piling in, though. It's going to be standing room only. And, you know, the little breeze in the air does help. And I'm saying this is the first time we've had the Wintersville Classic as the first game of the year here at Martin Stadium. When I pulled in the stadium 2 hours before kickoff, I've never seen more tailgaters out here. It was just an electric atmosphere from the time you pulled in the parking lot. And what an exciting, exciting time for these young men to be able to, you know, participate in a game like this. I've talked to several of our kids, especially the seniors, who just say, you know, this is it. This is it. This is their time. This is
yep.
their Wintersville. Been looking forward to this their whole life. And here it is, and what a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
Electricity in there.
Yeah, it really is. And we talked earlier about being three games. These last three games that Valdosta has been victorious over our Vikings. There are seniors on the field tonight that this is their last chance in order to come out at the end of this game and be victorious. How about, I mean, going back to your days of playing, that was what, early 90s?
You're right. This is that's the longest winning streak they've had on us since 1996. In 96, they won their 11th in a row. They went on that great run. We beat them twice in 85. They went from 86 to 96. Where they didn't lose one, and then we won in 97 and went on a great run after that and have kind of had the, you know, won the majority of games since then, but they've won the three in the row, and that's something these kids weren't used to. These
yeah.
kids, you know, you think about these seniors, most of them, this is really their second, maybe third game on the varsity level. They won a majority of those games in middle school and ninth grade and JV, so they're not used to that. So coming in, they do not want to leave that legacy as the only team in a while to go their whole high school career without getting a victory in the Wintersville Classic. So, yes, it's extremely important. These kids will remember it the rest of their life. I remember my last one. We actually lost two games in a row to them, lost at the end of the regular season, the first round of the playoffs, and I remember it. I remember it like yesterday. But they'll remember, you know, remember this for the rest of their life. But it's a big time. It's a great time. It's a great time for the community. Both sides of the fans, you know, these boys are friends. You can look at Michael Barrett and Zacoby McLean, the two stars in the night's game. They're cousins.
Yeah.
After the game's over with, they're going to still...
They're going to have Thanksgiving dinner together, right.
They're still going to love each other. And I think they're distantly cousins, but they still have a respect for each other, and that's what this rivalry is about. It's about respect. It's about respect for the other guys on those sides of the field from you. Coach Mack will tell you it's been a great sportsmanship displayed in this game for years, but don't get me wrong. There is a dislike there is a want to win this game. There is a matter of, it's a rivalry, but it's built on the basis of respect.
It really is. This is a game, though, that for the next 364 days, people are going to be talking about. If your team won, you're going to be talking about it all the time. I know we're going to go down to the field. I think Randy McPherson, head coach for the Vikings, is available. Let's head down to Marty.
Absolutely, Bill. I am now standing here with the head ball coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, first official game of 2017, and it's a big one, Wintersville Classic. What's practice been like this week, and how excited are your kids?
I'll tell you, man, this team has practiced well this week. Last week, I mean, all summer long, they really have. They want to be good. I don't know how good we are, but dadgum, they've worked for this now.
Coach, that was something last week we talked about after the game. You said these kids have heard a lot about how good they are for several months now, especially this summer. And you got all, your team got off to a little bit of a slow start last week with those high expectations, but seemed to get going there later in the game. Offensive line started opening holes, but it seemed to be really more on the feet of Michael Barrett. He made some plays with his feet, started moving around on the pocket a little bit. How important is that tonight, to get Michael Barrett in the game and let him make some plays with his feet, which will open up the passing game as well?
That's going to be key for sure. You know, he's a runner, he's a thrower, he's a leader. I think we got a good game plan.
Well, Coach, speaking of game plan, you know, you can scheme X's and O's all you want. Last year, this game proved special teams is very, very important. How much focus has been put on special teams this week and this summer coming into not only this tonight, but this 2017 season?
We have worked on special teams all summer long. I feel like we're solid. I really do.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, big game, big atmosphere. What's the keys tonight to try to get a victory for the Vikings?
Don't turn it over. Don't make a bunch of mistakes and play your heart out.
Coach, it's a non-region game now. We all know that. First game of the year. Don't tell these kids it's not important, right? I know these kids are – we just talked about the fact that this is still the big game. It's still Wintersville. It's still crosstown rivalry. How important is these kids is a game to play in a game like tonight?
Man, you know how important it is. Heck, we got to wake up tomorrow and say hello to everybody. Everybody knows how important this game is, huh?
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck in tonight. Hopefully we're saying hello tomorrow with a smile on our face. Good luck to you.
Marty, thanks for that Deloach Body Works coach's interview. As with another activity going on here on the field, number 34, Will Tolbert for the Vikings is being given a scholarship based on his academic prowess. And for the Vikings, for the Valdosta Wildcats side, number 19, Jalen Everett is also being recognized for the Valdosta Wildcats there at midfield. And that's, again, another thing that goes on with the Great American Rivalry game. For the last 5 years, the U.S. Marines have sponsored the Great American Rivalry game, and this has been one of their prime games each and every season for the last 5 years. Congratulations to those young men as they represent both their teams and their community there along with the U.S. Marines. We had Coach Randy McPherson, and I know we're going to get Coach Rodemaker in a little while. As I look over there, see Marty, I think he made it to the sidelines. We're going to take a two-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Coach Rodemaker from the Valdosta Wildcats. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the S&S Services and Advanced Disposal pregame countdown to kickoff, as we are now about 25 minutes from kickoff. As looking down on the field now, both teams of cheerleaders from Valdosta and from Lowndes. Again, another activity that goes on during this week. All groups of the cheerleaders get together. They have a dinner a couple nights ago, and they exchange gifts and things. And just another little thing of the both teams coming together. We'll see it with the band as well. Both bands will play the national anthem tonight to start this game, Taylor.
Hey, they're all our neighbors once tonight's over with, so why not bring that together inside the game? And, Christ Makes Winter Rally, some things, just more important than football when you come together. I like seeing the cheerleaders together and the band performing as one unit because, hey, at the end of the day, we're one community.
Yeah, I mean, come Monday morning when I go to the bank, there'll be somebody from a Valdosta fan walk in my office. Same thing with you. It just happens.
Hey, Bill, hate to interrupt you, but I'm standing here with Coach Alan Rodemaker, the second-year head coach with the Valdosta High Wildcats. Coach, big expectations this year, but you set the bar pretty high last year on that great run to the state championship game last year, and, of course, a big win for y'all. Well, how do you feel about this 2017 version of your cap?
Well, we're growing, and let's just be real honest. Baysmore and Hyder and all the rest of them set the bar. I'm just trying to get our kids to play hard. But and that's been the key. I think we're not young. We're not a young football team, but we're inexperienced in a lot of places. We lost 14 starters, and so we're new at a lot of places. So it'll be interesting to see our kids handle this type of environment.
Coach, most of those starters you just mentioned that you lost were on the offensive side of the ball. You do have Hunter Holt, who didn't necessarily start but shared most of the snaps at quarterback. He's back. I know you got a young quarterback coming up as well, and the Ard young man. But how important is Hunter Holt's leadership to your offense? And who are some guys you're expecting to step up and fill those big shoes on the offensive side this year?
Well, I think my biggest concern really is our offensive line. Hunter's going to be Hunter. You know, he's a great leader. He's what you want leading he's what you want at quarterback leading your football team. He's got great character and great work ethic. So the offensive line, Jaden Green on the offensive line and Jalen Wilcox, I think those guys have to lead us tonight because we got three new faces there. Those guys at least started last year for us. And then, you know, our wide receivers, we lost the big wide receiver in J.R. Ingram, but we probably got more depth of wide receiver than we had last year. And then our running backs are back. You know, we lost Kevin Gray, who's a speedster, but we got some guys back. But, you know, we lost seven guys on each side, so I'm just concerned on the other side with really the front seven.
Speaking of speedster, you got a guy playing a little bit of offense, but he's also a defense player, Jace Rogers. You got a lot of guys over on that defense. Obviously, Coach Mack stated this week your defense was fast, physical, and well-coached, as always, led by number seven, Jacoby McClain, also Jace Rogers. Talk to us about how special are those two young men and how special is this defense?
I don't know if it's special or not yet. We'll find out tonight, but we are quick. That's a nice way of saying we're really small, you know. So, but I'd take speed over size any day, so hopefully we'll fly around because, listen, defense ain't about, you know, it ain't about making a perfect play. It's about running to the football because rarely do you make a perfect play on defense. Assignment football and then just get to the ball. So our guys will do that. And I like our team as far as the speed aspect. I'm just a little concerned on our size, you know, up front. And then our secondary is the most experienced, so they should be good to go.
Coach, last year this game obviously went your way, and then part of the reason why the big special teams play with Jace Rogers, who led the state last year in punt return for touchdowns. How important are special teams in a game like this when the teams are pretty evenly matched?
Well, it was big last year. Sometimes they don't play a big part, but every Friday night we want to keep them turning the ball over on offense, play great defense, and win the special teams. And last year, you know, we blocked a punt for a scoop and score, and we returned a punt for a touchdown, and then we returned an interception for a touchdown. And that's 21 points you don't normally get on a Friday night. So it'll be big for us tonight. I can tell you this, we won't win this football game without playing really good on defense and special teams.
Coach, I asked Coach Mack this. Want to know what you have to say, too. What are the keys tonight? It is a big game, Wintersville Classic, great atmosphere. Well, what does this boil down to? What are the keys to winning this football game?
Well, I think it's like every other football game, except this one's a little different. I think you really got to control your emotions in the first quarter. And then after that, just like I just said, don't turn it over. Play great defense and win special teams. And I think that's every Friday night. But here in this environment, this first quarter is going to be key and just not getting too high or too low in the first quarter.
Coach, we appreciate your time. We wish for a healthy good night and great rest of the year.
Appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty, for that coach's interview brought to you by Deloach Body Works. We're going to take another two-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network. When we come back, it'll be just about time to get you ready for tonight's kickoff, Wintersville Classic 2017. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is Bill Osborne, and you are listening to the S&S Services and Advanced Disposal pregame countdown to kickoff. And we are just that. Taylor, almost countdown to kickoff. Just about 15, 16 minutes till kickoff. The Lounside Georgia Bridgemen to our right, the Valdosta Marching Cats to our left, and they're going to come out and play together as we talk about what this is about the community of Valdosta and Lowndes County.
That's right. It's very special for us. You know, this, like I said a minute ago, this is our community. And to see these two fine establishments for many years come together and play as one group is very special.
It really is. Just a lot of fun to watch them.
Absolutely. You know, listen to what I didn't have a chance to hear Coach Mack's interview because I was on the field, but to listen to Coach Rod, although it sounded kind of like Coach Ogeron from LSU a little bit, one thing I thought that he said that was probably the most important was you got to get your emotions under control in the first
quarter.
You know, whoever can get maybe a three and out quick and a long sustained drive and put some points on the board, set the tone early, you know, he's probably got an advantage in this ball game. You got to get your emotions under control, but you also have to sustain them because this is a four-quarter football game. I think we did a pretty good job last year coming out and scoring quick, but like you said, 21 unanswered points because of some stupid scores and special team stuff really, you know, not going to be acceptable tonight. We got to be able to take care of the football tonight.
Yeah, and if you get ahead of yourself and you go up 14, 21 to nothing, that kind of situation, you're going to be in a place where, yeah, you might be a little overconfident. That's when you do drop the ball. That's when mistakes happen. That's when all those things can come up and bite you. As we watch the Lounge Georgia Bridgemen come to our right. And another presentation here in midfield. This is the drive, the test drive, which Langdale Ford, and I guess Langdale Kia does that too. I mean, that's just amazing.
Just Langdale Ford.
What they do,
Pretty sure.
I think Ford Company gives them a certain amount of money.
That's right.
They exceed it by four or five or six times, and Langdale Ford never bats an eye. They write the check, and they give it to both the Georgia Bridgemen or the Valdosta Marching Cats equally, and it's just amazing that we have community partners like Langdale Ford.
Yeah, what a great organization that is, and this is their, I don't know how many years doing it as well.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it is, and they're about to give out some money here to both both bands. If you came and test drove a vehicle, you got credit for your side, and then whoever gets the most test drives get that amount of money. So we're about to find out how much money each school gets. But what a great
$6,000 there to Valdosta.
700 people designated for the Georgia Bridgemen.
Look at this amount, guys.
$14,000 for the Lounge Georgia Bridgemen. Now, granted, our school three times the size of Valdosta.
The band is probably three times the size as well. But $20,000 given away right there by Langdale Ford. What a great job they did. Because hey, it takes a lot of money to get these bands going too.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, there's a competition. I know with my daughter as a senior now at the Georgia Bridgemen, that's coming up. They have trips that they take. I know Valdosta does the same thing. Their competitions that they do. There's just so much that goes into moving a band of the size of the Georgia Bridgemen as well as the Valdosta Wildcats. So, again, congratulations to both sides, and thank you to Ford.
Guys, I'm about to go.
All right, yeah, we're going to lose Taylor Biddle tonight. He's going to go down. If you're at home and not able to come to the game and you want to see it, you can head down to the loungefootball.com. There's a link there. Taylor Biddle will be doing play-by-play on the live video stream. So best of luck to you, buddy.
Thank you, boys. Hope we have a victorious night tonight.
I hope so. All right. Thank you, Taylor. And joining me here in the booth now is the big man himself, Mr. Wes James, who has finally made it up here. And I know you've been down on the field, Wes. What's it been like down there?
It is, to say workmanship would be an understatement. To say intense would be an understatement. What we have is our guys down there, they look very, very focused.
Right.
A lot of times you can kind of cut up with them a little bit and hey, what do you, wasn't no cutting up tonight. It was yes, sir, no, sir, let's get this done. We're ready to play. Coach Mack seemed fairly relaxed a little bit, and I was kidding. I said, well, you know, Coach, this is our Sweet 16th. And he thought for a minute, and he said, yeah, you're right, 16 years.
Yep. We talked about that at the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night. And, that realization that this is the 16th time that Coach Randy McPherson has stood on the sidelines for the Wintersville Classic. However, Marty pointed out, first time it's ever happened at Martin Stadium, first game of the season.
That's true.
So that's very different. So the crowd is here in force. I mean, I know from looking up, it's got to be incredible to see the crowd as you look up from the field into the side of the stands. I know as we look across, it's almost full over there, too.
And my daughter went by, and she said, they are still trying to get into, said folks, there's no place to park.
Yeah.
And she said that folks are walking from over toward the mall, from over toward where Goodwill and Crystal River and stuff are, trying to get in. So there were plenty of folks still trying to get it built. That's our national anthem.
Yeah, they're gonna. It's gonna be a joint national anthem effort between the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen and the Marching Cats. As we normally do, we're gonna take a 3-minute break here on the Viking Radio Network as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to the Viking Radio Network on 99.5 Kix Country. And welcome back inside the CBC Bank Press Box. This is the S&S Services and Advanced Disposal pregame countdown to kickoff. And we've had the national anthem. The Lions High Georgia Bridgemen are on the field, have created the tunnel, ready for the Vikings to come out. And, Wes, we still got about 8 more minutes to go.
Yeah, we do. And I tell you what, as always, Bill, as I was talking to Monty Long and the guys down there just a little bit ago, it doesn't matter what, when, where. Throw everything out the window, because this game is unique all in itself. Kind of like Trey Jackson texted earlier, and he said, this isn't just a ball game. This is history.
Yep,
and every year, it's just history.
And it's a lot of fun. And, again, it's a great American Rivalry Series game. We want to thank the U.S. Marine Corps for sponsoring that. Tonight's contest between Lions and Valdosta is being featured as one of the Great American Rivalry Series games. It's broadcasted on the Internet at greatamericanrivalry.com across the nation and around the world as part of the Rivalry Series broadcast presented by the United States Marines. We want to give a special welcome to all the servicemen and women around the world who are listening to this broadcast. We appreciate you and do hope you are enjoying this game, because I tell you what, without them, throw football out the window.
Absolutely. Our military has done so much. You just can't say enough for them.
Yeah, they really... of course, with Moody Air Force Base here, we have a great love for our military. But even if they weren't just in our back door, just what the military does across the world just is amazing.
These people, I get a chance to be on Moody's base every day, and they're on call 24/7. And that, you know, I know they say we are too, because sometimes you might have to be called in for this, but you never know when they're going to call you in and say, hey, you've got 3 hours to get here. And you're going to
Andahar, wherever,
places. And you're going, and there's nothing they can. All you got to do is say, "Yep, I'm going," and to put their life on their line. And once again, our officials for Bill. This is 16 years I've been doing this, and I can't think of a game we've had when that guy in a white hat wasn't here. Also from Augusta, Chip and his crew come down from Augusta for this ball game, and they've been doing it about as long as we have.
Yeah, they really have, and they really do. For the most part, we can pick on officials. Officials aren't always perfect. We're not perfect. That's just the way the game goes. But historically, year in and year out, they get it right more often than they get it wrong, and that's the case. And I tell you what, I've always said, I know a lot of officials. If you think you can do it better, they are always looking for new guys. Get
always.
Out there, put your name on the line, be willing to go out there and say, yes, I'll be willing to do it. Because there's a lot of work involved. There's a lot of training and a lot of effort that goes into these officials and what they do. Let's go down to Chuck. He's got our captains for tonight's game.
All right, Bill, for us, number 34, Will Talbert, number 13, Tavon Kyle, number 28, Tymier Moore, and number 1, Michael Barrett. For Valdosta, we have number 2, Jalen Harrell, number 55, Jaden Green, number 17, Hunter Holt, number 91, Malik Pickett, number 1, Ezekiel Manisi, and number 7, Zacoby McLean.
And that'll be your captains for tonight for both teams. Stay right here with us, because we'll have the coin toss as Marty will go out on midfield as the officials make that coin toss. Marty has been doing that now 6, 7 years, 8 years. I'm losing count now as we've been had a sideline reporter now.
This will be my 10th year, I believe, Bill.
Wow.
And, yeah, I just actually spoke with the head official, and he's cleared me for the coin toss. It's something I try to do each and every week. We've got the same crew that we've had now for several years. Do a great job in this game, and this is not the easiest of games to call. So hats off to them, and glad they're back. But here, the captains make way. We're getting ready to go out and flip the coin.
And we'll have that coin toss right here for you on 99.5 Kix Country. As I want to, again, congratulate Will Talbert, one of those recognized as the Great American Rivalry Student Athlete, was given a scholarship as part of that award. Will Tolbert, a very smart kid. One of the things that Coach McPherson and I have talked about this year has been not just the quality of football players, athleticism, but their brains as well. I mean, we've got really smart players this year, guys that excel in the classroom as well as on the field.
And the thing of it is, if Bill, you go and you look at the team overall, there's no prima donnas on this team.
No.
Everybody has the same heart, the same ideas, the same drive and determination. Let's play together. No one person's greater than the team.
Yeah, and that comes a lot from Coach McPherson as well. And when that breeds down to the players and they've bought into it hook, line, and sinker and they believe it, and that is absolutely, football is a team sport, and that's really what this thing comes down to. Let's go down to the field. I know they're making the introductions right now, but Marty's going to have the coin toss for us. Let's go down now.
You calling the toss for me? This will be the heads, the American flag. That's the tails, okay? Heads, tails. What's your call?
Tails.
He's calling a tails. That's a tail. He won the call.
Bill, stop, look, listen, here come those mighty, mighty Vikings.
You're receiving on this end.
Guys, the Cats won the toss and led it to the post, so we will receive the opening kickoff of the 2017 season.
And there you go, that's the coin toss as the Wildcats win the toss and defer their choice to the second half. So the Vikings will receive, and we'll see our offense on the field to begin the 2017 season. We're ready to get this thing underway in just a matter of a couple minutes. The clock on the scoreboard says 2 minutes, 15 seconds, and the team has made it down into the end zone.
And it is there. There goes the band off the field, headed toward the end zone to make their way up into the stands. Our team has run to the south end zone. Now they're coming back. They'll get everything cleared out. The officials having their final pregame meeting at midfield. There comes the official in with the football.
All right, Wes, let's go back to a warm August day in 2005. Sitting right here, not half the equipment we've got in front of us today, not near as nice a headsets as we got today, and a scared little stupid kid down here at the end going, what am I supposed to say? We started this in August of 2005, just you and me, and yep, that tie line right there and a couple headsets.
Hey, guys, real quick before we get started here, I did want to give a quick injury update that we didn't touch on in pregame. Kadeem Bergman last week did tweak an ankle in that scrimmage against Bainbridge. He warmed up. He's got the pads on. Just ran by me. He looks ready to go, jumping around. So I think he's 100% ready and going to play in this game.
That's going to be awesome to have Kadeem Bergman here. But, Wes, buddy, let's do it one more time.
Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne to bring you all the Lounge High football action right here on 99.5.
That's it. The clock is now inside of 1 minute. The crowd's ready. Both sides are ready. The officials break their huddle. We're going to receive the kickoff and get this game and this season underway. I'm looking for a great season, Wes. We've had some great teams that you and I followed, 05, 07. We've seen those state championships. We've seen 08 was a great team.
Yep.
Just ran into that buzzsaw up at Grayson. This team reminds me of 07. They're not a lot of superstars. They love each other. They care about each other. They're going to play hard. Let's hope we can do the same thing.